Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Is Pinocchio a robot?
No.
Okay, what? So Pinocchio. Okay, I guess there's magic involved. Pinocchio is a marionette.
Once magic comes into the picture, robots leave the picture.
Oh, interesting. There's no such thing as a magical robot.
No, there is not.
See, we've learned things here.
Yeah, because like once you add magic to the picture, then all bets are off because magic can animate any type of thing. Like then you get into like Alice in Wonderland or even things like Labyrinth, where you talked about the doors before. The doors are talking to you, and one lies and one tells the truth or whatever. And she holds the nose to drop the ring. You can't have robots when magic can infuse anything with apparent life, right? And with apparent magical life, like these are not machines anymore. Like they're. Once you add magic to the picture, the whole concept of machine doesn't work anymore because you've severed the connection between cause and effect. You have broken the laws of the physical universe because you have introduced magic, literally. So Pinocchio, not a robot.
I guess we could put the golem into that same category, right? A golem created by sort of Jewish mysticism and magic out of clay.
Shows up in the X-Files, yep.
Very, very much, yes. You may know it from other things, such as the X-Files. Very much a robot-like concept, but it's animated through magic instead of technology.
Yeah.
So no,
isn't it animated through, like, regret and guilt, like bad emotions or something?
Well, it is Jewish mysticism. That's all in there. It's all mixed right in there together. But yeah, it's a the goal.
It's a more of a monster, yeah. Monster, like anything, yeah. Things well, that are magical and malevolent, and that you call them monsters.
Well, you could argue that the golem has a command inside of it that is left there, that animates it. That it's. I mean, I think golems are really analogous to robots, but they're like fantasy. In fact, you know, what is it? Did you ever read the Apprentice Adept books that Pierce Anthony wrote?
I have not.
Well, the premise, it's actually kind of brilliant. I can't believe I'm promoting anything Piers Anthony wrote.
Tell me about this Piers Anthony, this young up-and-comer that I should read about.
The premise of the books was that there are these two planets that are kind of like interconnected across a dimensional doorway.
The butter side up planet and the butter side down planet,
right? There's Proton, which is the science fiction planet. And there's Phase, which is a fantasy world. And characters go back and forth. And the rules, it's a clever idea that the rules of one universe are all about science and technology, and the rules of the other one are all about magic. And the characters ping-pong back and forth between them, which is pretty clever. And I believe there's an intelligent robot who goes to the other side and just stops working when there's magic. The technology stops because it's a magic world, and I think the solution is they turn him into a golem when he's in the fantasy world. I think he's a golem, or she, I can't remember. And then when that character comes back to the science and technology world, then they act as a robot. But I always like that because that's the idea. Not only is it a kind of a clever concept for a book series, but it's the idea that the golem is almost the flip side, or Pinocchio in a way, but the golem's like a flip side of a robot. It's like this is the mystical fantasy version of the same concept of it's not really alive, but it's intelligent and has a purpose and it's been programmed, but still, it's a golem. It's not a robot. It's a golem.
Yeah, the golems, though, I mean, I the only time I've ever seen a golem in film is on the X-Files. And they, like, if there's an there is a purpose, but they seem more like a physical incarnation of emotion. Or
well, it varies. Helene Wecker's book, The Genie and the Golem, which is great. The golem is one of the two main characters, Genie, Golem. And she is intelligent. But I think she's intelligent because she's programmed to be, because there's a, like, you write a wish basically down on a piece of paper and put it inside the clay. And so it's create this intelligent person, intelligent companion for this guy who dies. And so then she's sort of free-willed and goes on her adventures. So there's kind of programming, but in that kind of depiction, she's not just a mindless monster, although she has monstrous traits, but she's been programmed to be an intelligent being. Not all golems, you also get the golems that are like cave trolls in Lord of the Rings. They're just smashing things around and stuff.
Yeah, but no, magic breaks robot.
Yeah, magic, yeah. I think you said it best. Magic comes in the door, robots walking out the other door.
Robot.